We are continuing our series on Christianity, a distinct identity. In our previous sessions, we discovered that God calls us to live as set-apart people. We talked about holiness, and we talked about fearing God in a world that has lost its reverence. Today, we arrive at the third part of our journey. We are looking at the ultimate evidence of that distinct identity. That evidence is found in exactly one thing, how we treat one another. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. Let the words of the Apostle Peter settle into your hearts today. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and its flower falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now this is the word by which the gospel was preached to you, the word of God. Our topic for this broadcast is simple. It's challenging and deeply profound. It's obeying the truth in sincere love. My friends, I want you to look closely at verse 22. Peter states that by obeying the truth of the gospel, your souls have been purified. And as you listen, bear in mind that this purification is not a trophy to keep on a shelf. Neither is it an insurance policy just to keep you out of hell. Absolutely not. It was done for a very specific, practical purpose. You were purified or cleansed to love each other sincerely. The world around us defines love by how it feels. Worldly love is a superficial, transactional thing. It changes constantly based on shifting feelings and unspoken expectations. It says, I will love you if you benefit me, or I love you as long as you make me feel good. It is the kind of love that 2 Timothy 3, 2-4 warns about when describing the last days. A culture where people are lovers of themselves, lovers of money, rather than lovers of God. But the Christian identity demands something that is entirely different. Our calling is to express a deep, fervent love that flows directly from a clean heart. The Greek word Peter uses for fervently is ektenos, which literally means stretched out or strained. It is an athletic term. It means loving someone even when it requires effort, even when it stretches your patience to the absolute limit. It is an intentional choice to seek the highest good of another person, regardless of the cost to ourselves. As 1 John 3:18 says, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Now you might be asking yourself, Pastor, how can I possibly love people that way? People are difficult. People lie to me, Pastor. People hurt me. And that is a fair enough question. That is your reality. You have been hurt. The truth is, in our own human strength, we cannot do it. If we try to love out of our own human reservoir, we will quickly run dry and become bitter. So I invite you to look at verse 23. This verse is telling us that we are capable of this distinct love because we have been born again. You did not receive life from a perishable seed that decays and dies. You received life from an imperishable seed. This transformation happened through the living and enduring word of God. Think about a regular seed planted in a garden. It sprouts, it grows, but eventually it rots away. If your identity is based on human effort, your love will eventually rot and fail too. But when you surrender your life to Christ, God planted his eternal, incorruptible life inside you. Now you are able to share the agape love, the pure love of Jesus Christ with others. Even your own enemies, you're able to share that love with them. Thanks be to God who has delivered and transformed us into individuals with a distinct identity. Friends, you know of a supernatural reservoir of love to draw from. You can love the unlovable because God's own life is operating within your soul through the Holy Spirit. As Romans 5:5 declares, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. You are no longer operating as human battery power. You are plugged into the eternal power source of heaven. The Holy Spirit who is at work in our lives will enable us to love without reservation, to love when it's difficult, and to love at all times. The distinct identity of a believer creates a clear contrast between the love of the world and the love of a child of God. Jesus said in John 13, verse 35, "By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." He did not say the world would know us by our political power, our large buildings, or our wealth. He said they would know us by our love. In a dark, fractured, and deeply selfish world, this distinct, Bible-saturated love is the brightest light we can possibly shine. As we begin to close our broadcast today, I want to speak directly to the person listening who feels completely exhausted by the world. You might be nursing a broken heart right now. Perhaps someone you trusted walked out on you. You're tired of a world that offers conditional love, a love that changes the exact moment circumstances get tough. Hear me clearly. God offers you a love that will never leave you. He offers a love that endures forever through his unchanging word. In Jeremiah 31:3, God says to you today, "Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love." And we see that love put on display in Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Thanks be to God. If you want to experience this genuine, purifying love today, if you want to learn how to love others with a clean heart, you must first receive that love from the source. You can invite Jesus Christ into your life right now as your personal Savior. If that is the cry of your heart, join me in this simple prayer right now where you are. Dear Lord, I confess that I need your love. I have sinned and I cannot fix myself. I believe you died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. Please cleanse my soul. Purify my heart. Cause me to be born again today by your imperishable seed. Teach me to walk in your truth and to love others the way you love. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with us today, we rejoice with you. You have stepped into a brand new eternal identity. According to 2 Corinthians 5:17, you are a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Join us next week as we continue to discover what it means to hold a distinct identity in Christ. Until then, obey the truth, love one another fervently, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.